With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran rejecting direct negotiations with the United States over its nuclear program.
President Donald Trump had written a letter to Iran's supreme leader, which arrived in Tehran March 12th. In a TV interview, Trump said that in the letter, he says, "I hope you're going to negotiate because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing." President Masoud Pezeshkian is leaving open the possibility of indirect negotiations with, but he says in a televised cabinet meeting that it's the breach of promises that has caused issues for us so far. He says the U.S. must prove that they can build trust. In the years since Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers during his first administration in 2018, talks with Iran have made no progress, and regional tensions have boiled over. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins says he encourages veterans to turn to his department in times of need.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, current Veterans Affairs Secretary and former chaplain Doug Collins told veterans he and his department are here to help.
Maybe you're dealing with possibly losing your shelter, losing your place. You're having trouble with your family. There's things in your life that make it very untenable. I'm going to slip not just as a cabinet secretary, I'm going to slip as Chaplain Collins, but please find somebody to talk to, even if it's not the VA.
Collins says despite reports of layoffs and shrinking his department, they are tasked with helping veterans in need. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Tough going right now in parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. Freezing rain bringing down power lines. Thousands of residents are affected. Churches and schools have been opened up, turned into warming centers as utilities teams work to restore electricity. Wildfires continue in both North and South Carolina. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child should ask to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He spoke recently with Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors, but parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, a federal appeals court dismissed a suit by the parents of a Massachusetts student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. The fracking boom in Texas has truly revitalized oil fields.
But infrastructure in the Permian Basin has been strained. Heavy truck traffic has damaged roads, and temporary housing has increased demand for public services. Local leaders say their budgets can't keep up. Two West Texas lawmakers proposed diverting 10% of the $8 billion in severance taxes from oil and tax companies to benefit oil-producing counties. Their bills aim to fund infrastructure repairs, emergency services, and more. Previous attempts have failed. If passed, the bills would need voter approval as a constitutional amendment. John Scott reporting.
Investigation continues in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. One person has been killed when a small plane crashed into a house. There were several people in the home. They were able to escape as it erupted into a ball of fire. More details at srnnews.com.